We have over 87 sites that are listed right now. One of the awesome things is that even though we have a window set from April 25th through April 28th, we have churches doing stuff outside of that window too. So some of ours are already completed. They had their breakfasts for Easter Sunday. They did a sunrise breakfast, that kind of thing. So we have a wide variety of types of churches. We have really big churches coming together to do this. We have really tiny churches who are putting together breakfasts. Some of our churches are doing suppers instead of breakfasts. One church, I can't remember which one now, is doing a no pancake supper, and they're serving sandwiches instead. There's a church that's doing a pancake and whole hog dinner. So there, people are being really creative with the possibilities. I think the biggest breakfast we have is the metro area Des Moines breakfast, and there are, at last count, 14 churches involved with that. It's going to be at DMAC at their Ankeny campus, and we've got some great partnerships with that to help donate the space for that. There also is a group of 6 or 7 churches in Southwest Iowa that are joining together, and there are quite a few cities that are having joint breakfasts, both with other Methodist churches and with other churches of other denominations. So that's exciting. People are really, I think, Methodists love to eat, and so I think people are really kind of grabbing onto this notion of having a meal, inviting their neighbors to come and to help spread word about this good cause. So it's exciting to see.
Now, talk a little bit about how the enthusiasm has built up for the campaign.
I think one of the things when we started out, especially with the breakfast, momentum was kind of slow, and for a while there I thought maybe we'd have 25 breakfasts, but I think things have really caught on and people see what other churches are doing and they say, well, we can do that. And so even in this last kind of week before, people are kind of catching the vision and they want to put something together. And I think a lot of churches are really looking forward to annual conference and wanting to really celebrate how far we've come. And a lot of people are really surprised at the impact we've made so far. So,
great. One last question for you. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, you gave me a status report of where we are towards our $2 million goal. Mm-hmm. Where do we stand now?
So as of the last report I've figured, I think we're at $543,000. Plus change. So we've saved over 54,000 lives so far. And that's really, you know, the dollars matter, but it's really the lives that we're saving that are the biggest impact.